to swim from Fleetwood to Morecambe. And I got him 7 minutes ahead of his estimated time.
So you were guiding him by being in the boat?
Yeah, I had a trawler, then I had a small rowing boat, but I was guiding the small rowing boat, which Raymond Edmondson was rowing from Yorkshire Street.
Oh, the fisherman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He went in my rowing boat, but I kept telling him this way, that way, with my bigger trawler.
Yeah.
And what it was, there was a boy off the harbour there, and you had to get that boy on the end of the tanker pier. And that was a really good route to come up with the current. So that's what I did. I kept him on that route. Despite what he said he wanted to do, I said, no, leave it to me. And he said, all right then. And I did it by fishing routes. And it took him right up there, not drifting out, not drifting in. And then got him round here and right into there.
7 minutes quicker than
he
estimated.
Yeah, and that's when he wrote that letter.
Yeah.
Again, many thanks for the very underlined confident with you in the vicinity. Look forward to swimming with you again.
Oh,
so I thought that's a good do, is that?
How did he contact you in the first? How did he know about you, Charlie?
I think I was just allotted with him. Mm. Probably the Dick Woodhouse was the main pilot. And he said, we'll put Fosberg with Charlie. So that's how I had him. He didn't know me from Adam. But we'd become good friends. I mean, even bought his book and everything.
Mm.
I didn't think about it for years and years and years. And then suddenly you think, hey, this is a bit of an interesting guy. And then, of course, I've got that letter.
And so did you do this for other people?
Yeah, Dorothy Perkins was one from Bradford. I did her across the bay. She was really happy that she made it because a lot of them that day, when you're going down the bay, you've got the ebb tide. And like, yeah, you're heading for the jetty. But if you head for the jetty, you'll end up going down here. So you've got to go inward and then downward like that and then nip them into the jetty so that they don't get washed away. If they did, they'd get them back in the boat and then they haven't completed the swim. Well, I studied it with Matt because I was a little fisherman, you know, 14-year-old. So I thought, well, I'll cut them in here and then cut round this sandbank. And at one time she started touching the bottom with her hands. She says, I'm touching the bottom. So I just went a little bit further out with my rowing boat. But I thought, I don't want to leave this sandbank because as soon as we drop off deep, I want her to go straight into the jetty and then I'd have got her. And then there's two or three getting drifted away. So she was chuffed to bits. So then they contacted me again to, would I pilot them the full length of Windermere? Paid me, fed me. Ooh, I was just plopping away like, lovely, thought, this is good. Right, easy roll because no current, no swell.